your finger out when I got older.
Oh, me feet. Oh, I can't go on. I shouldn't be tramping round the streets at my age at this hour of the morning.
Oh, God, Peter, please, don't keep on moaning. And keep your voice down. You sound like something out of Coronation Street. You show me up wherever we play.
Well, it's me feet. You know I've got bad feet.
But ain't your feet, it's them boots. I told you not to wear them boots. I brought you home a lovely pair of plimsolls, didn't I?
I'm not wearing plimsolls in this weather. They got holes in them.
Well, I cut up that shredded wheat box, didn't I? It was a lovely fit, they was.
I'm not walking round with shredded wheat boxes in my shoes. It's not hygienic. Now, these boots is all right.
I stop moaning then.
Seen me there all the way through the 1418 war, these boots did. I stood there for 4 years. Mud was up to there, it was. Wonder war boots like these did. We always get good boots in the British Army. We was famous for them. Yeah, if the Germans had had boots like this, things might have been different. You mightn't have been here for a start. Ah, these boots is all right. It's just they hurt me feet, that's all. I still don't see why we couldn't have brought out the horse and cart.
Because you are not allowed to bring horses and carts down the moor.
Yeah. Of course you are. I've seen hundreds of them. And they don't only have one horse, they got eight of them.
You ignorant old man. They're not carts. They are carriages. There is a difference. They're only used for state occasions, like showing the visiting nobs around London and the opening of Parliament, whenever that's going to be.
Here. We ought to get one of them. They're proper big, aren't they? Get a lot of junk into one of them. Yeah. And keep it dry, better than that tarpaulin.
We're not having one. They're not designed for our trade. You never get a bar for a guest though through them little gold doors. And you're not getting me up there with a jockey hat and a white stockings on, no. They have enough trouble cleaning up after one horse, never mind eight of them. No! And that is final. Now, what sort of a day have you had?
Marvellous. I got a lovely load of junk out of that big house back there.
Cool. You ain't been in there!
Yeah.
Ah, you're joking. You great nit. You'll get banged in the tower. Listen, I distinctly told you this morning I would do Downing Street and you would do Birdcage Walk. Your terms of reference did not include totting around Buckingham Palace. Birdcage Walk.
Yeah, I done Birdcage Walk. There was nothing there, so I popped back here.
You went in through the front gates?
No, of course I didn't. I went round the back. Tradesman's entrance. I know me place. Oh, then what you're kicking up all the fuss about? They got junk in there just the same as everywhere else. Big house like that stands to reason. They're probably grateful for having somebody come round to collect. There's a lot of people lives in there, you know. Not only them. Oh, a lovely fella came to the door. Charming he was. Funny thing, he had a woman's name. Ada Camp. He looked all right to me.
I don't know where you get the gall. It must be ignorance. I mean, I could no more walk up to Buck House, knock on the door and ask, have you got any old rags and bones, a flight and a moon? I suppose you'd have a coat of arms on a cart tomorrow, won't you? My appointment, rag and bone collector. I suggest I have to write and apologise. I suggest I have to crave indulgence, that's all.
Well, it's better we had it than the dustman, ain't it? I've got a lovely load of stuff here, much better quality than the stuff we usually get hold of.
Oh, so dope it is. But that's hardly the point, is it? I mean, it's a question of protocol, the court circular and all that. The least you could have done was to have poked our card through the letterbox, announcing our intention of calling. Not just go and bang on the door, willy-nilly.
But I didn't. I left our card and a sack.
Oh, God. Now they know where to find us. I mean, there's just no precedent for it. But look, you can go back on your own. I'm not going home.
Why not?
Listen, mate, obviously you got in by some fluke. But you can reckon that by now, machinery has been set in motion, mate. And when you get home, you'll find two large gentlemen with raincoats waiting. Wearing boots a blooming sight bigger than the ones you got on now. Goodbye.
Hi, don't you want to see what I've got?
Pater, I don't think you realise the import of what you have done. I mean, they're not going to let this pass. I mean, they're very particular who they let in there. I mean, there's all sorts of natters in the country. They don't want dirty old men like you tramping all over their Cyril Lord.
They've got some lovely stuff in there.
Well, I expect they have. They've been collecting longer than us.
What about that? I bet you've never seen as big a mallet as that, have you?
That's his polo stick. You nit! He'll be looking for that. You didn't nip it, did you? You didn't take it out of the umbrella stand?
No, of course I didn't. Now, you see, this aide de camp went to see if he had anything for us. And a little boy comes to the door. He sold it to me.
Honest, what'd you give him for it?
Give him? One of them little windmills on a stick. Oh, he was well pleased. It's not bad, is it?
No. Yeah, I think I'll get Hercules out and have a gallop round the yard. Quick chucker. Did he give you anything else? Did you get any woolens?
Well, he saw him.
What's it?
Not a bad dressing gown, is it?
Turn around. Oh, very nice. Here, that's quality gear, that is, mate. That's not a bad piece of schmatter. Yeah, that ain't nylon, you know. It's real ermine. Where's the cord?
Oh, it's not here.
Oh, well, never mind. You did a good job there. Winter's coming on. Do very nice on the bed, that will.
It's not bad for a balloon, huh?
You crafty old devil, are you?
I've got some marvellous stuff here. Look, here it is. It's a cow's horn, it's a buckle. Yeah, and I've got an elephant's foot and a lion's head and a model of the old bridge in Australia, all made out of kangaroo teeth. And a mango.
You did very well then. So the best thing we can do is take a slide out of it quick.
Stand still, you horrible little civilians! Are these the men? Yes, sir! That one, the little one! Well, you dozy goblin, you're supposed to stop people coming in! Well, don't stand there! Surround them!
Sir!
Turn up, right up, right up! Give up! This! Come on, hand it over!
And what over?
The sack!
Look, this is
what
not
else?
Bad. He ain't tucked nothing that wasn't belonged to him.
No? Well, let's have a look in here. What we got here, eh? Hey, what we got here? lot. Well, what's this? It's flat hat.
Oh, my God. It's the crown.
Of all the women had short minds.
Shut up.
Go on under arrest, all right?
I paid for that. I paid for it, I tell you. I got 3 marbles for it.
Shut up. You went off, get your own.
You're under arrest.
It's not my fault. I was doing Downing Street, mate.
Look, I fought for men like you in the 1914-18 war.
Look, he's not responsible. He needs a medical certificate, mate. Honest, we didn't mean no disrespect. We're not Bolsheviks or nothing like that. And we slept out here all night till coronation, didn't we?
Yeah, and we always stand up for the national anthem.
Yeah, well, we never slide out before the picture ends, never.
You're under arrest! Bring the cart! Follow me!